Okay, we are on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are about 12, 15 lines down, Ten Rabbanan, second word in the line. Second word in, and let's see. Okay, says the Gemara Ten Rabbanan, Kiyem Kfiyas Hamita Shleisha Yamim Kaidem HaRegel, Ein Eitzarech L'Chfeisa Acha HaRegel, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. So says Rabbi Eliezer, if a person at least fulfilled the nihug avelus of kviyas hamita, which we mentioned a few times, was one of the common hanhagas of avelus bizman chazal, which we said we don't do it nowadays. But if the avel was at least mekayin this hanhaga of turning over the bed for 3 days before the regel, ein tzarich lechveisa achar regel, then they need not be noyeg any more dini avelus afterwards. In other words, that is considered to be that they were noyeg dini avelus. The Ritva explains and says like this. He says that it's coming to say specifically that he was mekayim kviyas hamita. V'kamash malam dekeven shekiyim echod midarki avelus v'afilu zu. The fact that he was made a little bit of avelus, even though it's the type of niug which isn't directly on his body, as opposed to, let's say, showering, not bathing, and so on, cutting hair, nevertheless, that's considered to be that he was mekayim a little bit of the avelus. And therefore, the regular is mafsik. The afal pi shehezid bishar, says the Ritva. Even though clappy the other hanhagas of avelus, he was amazed and he didn't keep the other dini avelus. He said, you know what? It's too difficult to keep dini avelus. I'm not going to keep it. I'm not going to keep dini avelus. But kviyas hamita that I'm happy to do is like the Ritva. That is what the Gemara means to say over here. And like that's what is pointed out over here in the footnote, that even though he's not knowing any of the other avelus, just one single area of avelus he's knowing, that is sufficient. So again, Tana Rabbanan, Kiyem Kviyas Hamita Shlosha Yamim Kedem HaRegel, Ein Tzarich Lechveisa Acha HaRegel, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Omrim, Afilu Yem Echad, Afilu Shoachas. It's sufficient, even if it was done one single day, even for one hour, that is enough to say that they were noyeg avelus to a certain extent, and therefore the regel will be mafsik, and they don't need to keep any dinim afterwards. Amr Blazer Rav Shimon, heinin divrei b'shamei, heinin b'divrei b'shilo. This machlekes is also machlekes b'shamei b'shilo. Shbishamei yirim shleishi yamim b'shilo yirim afilu yoyim echad. And it makes sense that that Rabbi Eliezer, as we know, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, which according to some Mishnah means that he was a Talmud of Shama. Good. Amr Huna, Amr Chia, Bar Abba, Amr Yechanan, Va'amri La, Amr Yechanan, Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Ula Rav Huna, Afilu Yemechad, Afilu Shoachas. It's sufficient to be noig these dinim of Avelis, even 1 day, 1 hour, is good enough. Rav Amar Halacha Ketana Didan Damar Shleisha. No, it's got to be 3 full days. Ravina, and we know we don't pass like that. We pass Ken Afilu Shachas. Ravina Ikla L'Sur De Pras. He traveled to Surah of Pras. Amalei Rav Chaviva L'Ravina Hilchazamai. How do we pass Ken? Is it 3 days? Is it 1 hour? Amalei Afilu Yoy Mechad Afilu Shachas. That is good enough. Yosef, Reb Chia Bar Abba, Reb Ami, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila, Reb Yitzchak Ben Elazar. So Reb Chia Bar Abba and Reb Ami and Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, they were sitting on the porch of Reb Yitzchak Ben Elazar. Nothing milsim mi benayu, and something came from their discussion. Menayin la avelus shiva. What is the source that avelus is for 7 days? So we quote a pasuk in Sefer Amos, Va'fachti chageichem le'evel. Pasuk says, I will be mahapech your chag to a matzav of evel. Va'fachti chageichem le'evel, ma chag shiva, af avelus shiva. So just like a chag Pesach and Shavuot and Sukkot is 7 days. So too, Avelis is going to be 7 days. Now, says, so let's just see the Gemara first, Ve'ema Atzeres. Well, if it's compared to Chag, maybe we should compare it to Atzeres, the Chag Yoima, which is only 1 day. And after all, says the Ritva, Tafasta, Maruba, Le Tafasta, Tafasta, Mut, Tafasta. And therefore, I definitely see Mikach Pasik that it's Hukash to a Yom Tov. I definitely know that it's 1 day. I don't necessarily know that it's more than that. So maybe I should play the safe bet and say that it's only going to be 1 day. Says the Gemara, now that will be needed for Reish Lakish's din, and the Amr Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Minayim Lashmur Rechoyka, She'enu Nehegez Ala Yoyim Echad, Tuchsiv Vafachti Chageichem Va'evel, Va'ashkechen Atzeres, De'ikri Chad Yoyim Echad. So, meaning there will be one application of where we say that it's Hukash to a Chag, which is only 1 day long, which is Shavuos, and that is in the case of a Shmur Rechoyker. We're going to see in a minute that a Shmur Rechoyker is in a situation where an Avel only hears about the Petira of one of their Kravim after 30 days. After 30 days, and then it is halachically called a Shmur Rechoyker. And a Shmur Rechoyker, the Avel only needs to be noig 1 day. We're going to see Mitzvah Yom Kippur, so a very short amount of time. But in general, we will say that it's hukash to the regular chag, and therefore it's going to be 7 days. If you look at Tesis over here, Tesis says, Machag Shiva, O Bishalmi Dik, Eimo Shmeina, Keshmeina de Chag. Now, why are you comparing it to the 7 days of Pesach? Perhaps you should compare it to the 8 days of Sukkos. Mashani Regel Bifnei Atzmehu. And the answer is, it's a Regel Bifnei Atzmehu. And, you know, Yesh La'ayin, the Gemara says, when do we say it's a regal b'fnei atzmei, legavi pazar teshav, certain dinim, bayis b'fnei atzmei, zman b'fnei atzmei, all the dinim which we learned in pazar teshav, but maybe it doesn't say it's a regal b'fnei atzmei, legavi this. Oh, good morning, that's the answer given in the Yerushalmi. Umi v'yas la'oviv evel shivas yomim le'matzi la'suye fartesis. We want to know what's the source that Avelis is 7 days. Why do we bring a raya from the pasuk of Ayas La'aviv Evel Shivas Yamim by the Petira of Yaakov Avinu? It was a 7 day Avelis. So it says, Le'matzi La'asiyeh Dehasim Kodim Kvura Haya. That was actually before the Kvura took place, in which case you can't learn from that. Will be Yishami Mishani De'ein Lameidin Mikodim Matan Torah. Yishami says you cannot learn from before Matan Torah. V'hasam Yishami Maisi Krei Tuva. Al-Kabanim, you cannot learn from the fact that they did Avelis for 7 days, because that is Lifnei Matan Torah. There is an interesting aura of the Maratzchis over here. He says, we mentioned the Tesis early in the Masech of Chesam Adays, that we wanted to know the source of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. How do you know this concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? Right? Tezis, where we tezis, Tibra Maschol, Lefi, Lefi, Shein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Gzeres HaKasuk, Zedarsh, Lekaman, Mikra, Deshloimai. Right? They had 7 days before the Regel, because they didn't want to have the Simcha together with the Simcha of the Regel. Tezah says, Yishami Darash Menachsev, Malei Shavua Zeis. When Lavan told Yaakov, you want to marry Rachel? Malei Shavua Zeis. First, celebrate with Leah for 7 days. And so on. And, we see that that's the reason, because of Eid Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. And that's learned out from that Pasuk. So says the Matzchias that, that was also before Matan Torah. So it seems to be sometimes Yerushalmi is prepared to learn Lifnei Matan Torah, and sometimes Yerushalmi is not prepared to learn Lifnei Matan Torah. Here we want to learn what is the source of Avelis for 7 days. We say you can't learn out from Lifnei Matan Torah. Whereas when it comes to in Ma'arvin, we can. So he leaves it as a stira. So I think I mentioned before, Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zechon Lebracha, once said, there is a... So Yisham says, "Ein lemeidim lefnei matan Torah," and the Achronim ask a whole slew of questions, loads of cases where we seemingly do learn out from lefnei matan Torah, lots of cases. So Moshe said, most of the questions you can be miyashiv by saying it's just a gilui milsa ba'alma. It's not a proper limud. In other words, let's take this example. Why are we able to learn out from ein marvin simcha b'simcha from malei shavuos? If you want to know the way simcha looks, it's when you don't have another simcha which is superimposed on it. Every simcha should be separate. Where do we find such a concept? We find it by Lavan, when he told Yaakov, Malei Shavu Azayis, V'nitin Lecha Gam Azayis, and so on. You want to know, you know, how V'yazay Kukte Simcha by itself. Malei Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So there's no, but let's say over here, Lamashal, here we're saying that you have to be noyig various dinim, and there's an isra chitza, and you have to sit down on the ground, and it's compelling you to do certain things. So there we say we're not going to be mechayiv you to do things mamish, and that we're not prepared to do. Or a meishat shvei.
Which are not mentioned later on in the Torah, which you clearly get the halacha from before.
We don't get the halacha of Gid Anoshe from before Mountain Torah, like the Rambam writes over there in Chulin and Daf Kof. That's the famous Rambam over there that he says, mamish by that example, he says the reason why we refrain from eating the Gid Anoshe is not because of that which it says, Al-Kin Le'ich HaBnei Zlas Gid Anoshe, but rather it's because of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mitzav at Sinai. And there's a discussion of Kol Mitzvah Shenemra, if it was said and then it was repeated, you know, can you learn from it? That the kash which Ramesha had, which was shver, he said, was shchita betolosh. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, minayin sheshchita betolosh. Where do you know that when you shech a carbon or a chulin, you have to make sure that the knife which you use is detached from the ground? Shalem Ravayikach Avram is a macheles. Avram took the macheles to shech Yitzchak. That is the source. Today, there's a requirement of shechita betolosh, and if you don't do it betolosh, it's a nevela. It's a nevela. So how does that work? You know, in other words, he was asking on himself that his geder of saying that most of the times when we seemingly are learning, it's not really a proper limud. It's just gilui milsa, how does simcha look, these types of things. But there, it's a proper din. We're learning shechita betolosh. So he said a chiddush gadol ad ma'id. He quoted a Rashi in Maseches Beitzah. We know that the 2,000 years of Torah began when Avraham Avinu was 52 years old. Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, and when he was 2,000 years, when he was 52 years old, Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, when he started to be Malamed Torah, that's when the Alpayim Shnei's Torah began. There's a Rashi in Maseches Beitzah. I tried to look for it quickly, couldn't find it. The Rashi says basically, the Torah was Nimstar, it was Nitnel Avram. Torah was given to Avram. There's like a special maimed that Avram Avinu had, and Rem is Ladavar, you know, Bishas Matan Torah, when Moshe was Avram Amorim, you know, the Malachim, you know, Moshe had to remind the Malachim about the whole Maisa with Avram. But he says Torah was given to Avram. So, Legami Avram specifically, it's not a bechina of Ein Lamed in Milifni Matan Torah, because Avraham Avinu was like a little bechina of Torah. Because it was, that's what I recall was the what he said to the Miash Mekashel. Upon him, we're saying that the source that Avelis the 7 days is from Bavachti Chagechem LeEvel. Now the Gemara says 3 lines down that Tanaban Shmuel Kraven Heges Shiva Ushleishim. Shmur Rahika ain't an egg is Elayoim Echot. Shmur, if a person hears about a Shmur Rahika, it's only one day, and you know, in today's day and age, it's not such a common thing, but in former times, it was extremely common. Obviously, in the Holocaust and these types of times, it was very common. It was probably the norm not to know and only to hear months and sometimes years afterwards what happened. So Shmur Rahika is Neheges one day. Easy, crave easy, Rechaika, crave a Pesach Shleishim, Rechaika Lach Shleishim, Diver Bekiva. That is Shitz Rebekiva. The Chacham Meimrim, Achashmor, crave, Achashmor, Rechaika, Nehege, Shiva Shleishim. So the Chachamim disagree. There's no such business of Shmur Rechaika that you only know one day. The Shtar Zadin were always 7 and 30, no matter what. Amar Rabba Barbachana Amar Viechan. Kol Makim Shata Meitzi Yachad Meikel. Rabbi Machmirin, Halachika Rabbim. We go like the Rabbim. And even though Rabbi Yechan said, whenever you find that a Yachid is Meikel and the Rabbim are Machmir, we pass him like the Rabbim. Tesis says, Hu Adin, if the Yachid is Machmir and the Rabbim are Meikel, you pass him like the Rabbim also. So that really is Lav Dafka. But Kitsa, you always go like the Rabbim. Chutz Mizu. Sha'av Abisha Rabbi Kiva Meikel. So it's like you've got two reasons not to go with Rabbi Kiva. Number one, he's a Meikel. Number two, he's a Yachid. Still, Halachik Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Shmuel, Halachik Rabbi Meikel, the Evel. As we've mentioned several times now, this Meimer of Shmuel, which we said, L'chol Adeis, when it comes to Tanoim, we apply this concept. So, and again, you don't say it because it's because of the Maila Rabbi Kiva, because the Gemara says Halachik Rabbi Kiva, Michavei Rav, Vale Michavei Rav. So that wouldn't help us over here. He's arguing against the Rabbim. And he's being Meikel, but because he's being Meikel, we pass him like him, and therefore we say Shmur Rechaika is only one single day. Rav Chanina asked Yali Shmur Da'avua Mibichuzai. Rav Chanina heard an unfortunate Besura about his father from the Bechuzai. Also, the Kamadim Chizda Amalei, he told him Shmur Rechaika in an Heges Ali Yemech, like Rav Kiva said. Rav Nosson Bar Ami asked Yali Shmur the Imei Mibichuzai, similar Maisa, about his mother, Oslakami the Rava, Amrlei, Hare Amru, they said, Shmur Rechaika, Eidin Ahekes, Eliyem Echad. So that is the din, and that's how we pass it. Now, I'll show you that by Shmur Rechaika, it's the full 7 days, 7 and 30. Amurim. When do we say that Shmur Rechaika is only one day? It's by 5 out of the 7 kraivim. In other words, we know there is father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, and spouse. So father, mother is special. So when do we say Shmur Rechaika is only one day? By the 5 meisei mitzvah. Aval al aviv al imoi shivu shleishim. So we have a braisa which says lahetyo, that there is no such kula of Shmur Rechaika being only one day when it comes to a parent. And these stories took place, one with a father and one with a mother. Amalei, he responded and said, Nein yichidoi, don't bring the akasha from there. That is a das yachid. And like the Rishonim point out, even though it says yichidoi, it says the ritva lav dafka dahaz kenim ha'yilimai, we're going to see also a story where it mentions Elisha ben Avuyu pask in this way with the Zakenim who are with him. So it's not mamish a yachid as such. Ela kalimar ki yichidohi the less hilchasikavase the time alan kadivar of Akiva meikel the evel and so on. Meaning anything other than anything which goes against our klal of Shmuel of halacha kadivar meikel the evel, we're calling that a yichidah. Meaning we don't pask and like it. Says the Gemara, Yechidah he v'leis svir lan kapasei, and I'll prove to you, the Tanya, Maisu meis aviv shal Reb Tzadik beginzak. Reb Tzadik lost his father in Ginzak. V'haydiyu la'achash shalosh shanim, and he was informed about it only after 3 years. Uba v'shal es Elisha ben Avuya. He asked Elisha ben Avuya, was this the same Elisha ben Avuya, the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir? Not so clear. The Yavetz says maybe this was a different Elisha ben Avuya. Some have the gears of Rabbi Yeshua ben Elisha. Al Kabbonim it says Bar Meshulas Elisha ben Avuya Uzkenim Sheimayim, and the Zakenim who are with him. The Amru Naig Shiva Vishleishim. They said you have to be Naig a full 7:30. Ukeshemayis Benayis Rabbi Achia Bagay La Yashalas Shiva Vishleishim. Al Kabbonim, we're bringing a raya that it's Yechidah because this is going like Elisha ben Avuya, and as we saw in the Ritzva, it's Lav Dafka a Yochid, meaning to say he's the only one who paskins that way, but it means it's a Shita which is Nidchis. Now, the Gemara, now we brought this second story that when the son of Rabbi Chiya died. He sat to full 7:30. Frag the Gemara, Aini, is that true? Now the Gemara at this stage of the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Achia is the same as Rabbi Chia. The Gemara is going to ask a steer based on that. I mean, the Gemara says, are you telling me that Rabbi Chia sat 7:30 for Shmur Rechika? Aini the Har Rav Barachua the Rabbi Chia the Hu Barachsi the Rabbi Chia. Rav was the nephew of Rabbi Chia, both from his father and from his mother. I mean, his father and mother were half brother and sister who married each other, and they were the brother and sister of Rabbi Chia. So he was Rabbi Chia's nephew twofold. So Vahar Rav Barachua the Rabbi Chia the Havi Barachsi the Rabbi Chia Kisalik Lahasa. So when Rav went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbi Chia was living, Kisalik Lahasam Amrle. So Rabbi Chia said to Rav, Abba Kayim. So Tashi, bottom line, Ratzlim Ra'ayvoy Avicha Kayim, who is your father, who is my brother, alive? So Amrle, he responded and he said, Ima Kayemis. Rashi says, V'lashin Shela, Kalei Mishatu Shoel Al Avi, Shoel Al Imi, Shafi Achizcha. Why are you only asking about your brother? You perhaps need to also inquire about the well-being of your sister. So, to which she responded, So Amrei Ima Kayemis, Amrei Ava Kayem, meaning he didn't want to tell him Lahedya, that you lost both your brother and your sister, but that was the Maisa. So Rav Chia realized that he lost his brother and his sister. So this was the case of a Shmua Rechaika. And what was the Maisa? Amalei Lishame, he told his servant, Chaleitz Li Minali, remove my shoe, because I'm an Avel. But, Hoylech Achrei Kegli Lebeis HaMechatz, but immediately take my towel and my kelim to the Beis HaMechatz. I'm going to go for a shower. I'm going to go for a bath. Now, obviously, an Avel is not allowed to bathe. So on the one hand, he was Noeg Avelis momentarily, and then immediately afterwards, the Avelis stopped, says Gemara Shema Minot Las. Shema Mino Avel Asa Bini Lasa Sandal. That's why he had to have his shoes taken off. Shema Mino Shmur Rechaike Eina Neheges Ela Yoyim Echad. It only applies for one day. Shema Mino Miktus Hayoyim Kekuloy. We say Miktus Yoyim Kekuloy. And therefore, literally a moment. And that's. I'm sorry?
But the third limit is only the second one.
Well, Lav Dafka. It could be 2 days. What's that?
If it's Mixus Yom Kekula.
No, but how do you know how many days? How do you know how many days? I mean, Mixus Yom Kekula, we say even when there's a 7 day mourning period.
No,
you say Mixus Yom on the seventh day.
No, because he said is to go immediately and take my kailam to the Mechatz. It could only be the one day because it says I'm going to go shortly.
No, in Echaname, we no, but we still see.
Otherwise, we'd say it was 7 days and bring back.
No, Avada, we see that it's only Noeg one day. We're just saying that Lamaisa, we see in Dinei Yishmur Rechaika that it's one day about which Mitzvah Yom Kekulei. If you would have just said Mitzvah Yom Kekulei, you would have said, okay, Mitzvah Yom Kekulei, but maybe on the second day we say Mitzvah Yom Kekulei, on the third day, on the seventh day. How do you know it's only one day about which you say Mitzvah Yom Kekulei? That's why you need to speak about Dinei Mechera. So that is what he said. So Al Kapanim, what do you see? You see that Rav Chia by Shmua Rechaika, he was only Noeg one day. So how could Rav Chia beforehand be Noeg a full 7:30? Says the Gemara Nishkan Kasha, Rav Chia Lachod, Rabbi Achia Lachod. It's two different people. One is Rav Chia, one is Rabbi Achia. But mind, so we see that Rav did not want to tell. He didn't want to say Lahedya. That you lost your karuv. That is something which, in general, a person tries to avoid. And there is a Shulchan Aruch over here, just to mention. Here we go. Sorry, one second. It says like this, at the end of Hilchos Avelos and Tav Beis, came out towards the very end, Tav Beis, it says in the Sifri Beis, Misha Meis Lameis, There's no obligation to tell an avel that they lost one of their kraven. Not only that, no Indian to tell. Not only that, umuta lazmina lesudas erisin v'nisuin v'chol simcha kevin she'ena yedea. So it's you can be mazmin them and so on. It is permitted. Yeah, so it seems to be that the mitzvah avelus is only once they have a yedea about it. They only have it's a covered amaze if they know about it, but it only begins, like they ask a question. And they say, well, you can be mazun them to a simcha, and I think the Nesli Kalim say over here that it's even mutter to have tashmish. If they don't know, let's say the husband knows that his wife lost one of her shiva kravim, so they ask, like, what, isn't there a lifnei evilly sita mikshal over here? And they say, no. Because until they hear about it, there is it just doesn't. It's only chal once they know about it. It's not even chal. If you know that they would have wanted, or they would have been makpid specifically, then in a chanami, then you should tell them. But in the absence of that knowledge, you don't have to. Where is it? Yeah, I don't think someone said this somewhere, but I can't see it. Well, I think as far as the recommendation, it very much depends on the matzah. I'll read just one more line. which is important. Miu im shoyel olav. If they ask you, did so and so, are they alive or is my father my aunt? If they ask you, lahadi im shoyel olav ein leila shaker v'le mechayu shenema midvar shaker teichok. Last week's parasha. You're not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to lie, and I think we might have spoken about this once before. That there's a big machlik zushenim, three sheets of zushenim as to mitvah sheker tirchak. Is that dafka din in bezdin? Is it only benegeah financial matters, or is it even in mili da alma? What did you have for supper last night? And you're embarrassed to say that you had soy burgers. Yeah, it's bacon chips. And some say there's no midrash sheker tirchak by mili da'alma. There's no, that's dvarim shel mavakach. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. So I just thought that, do we not have a raya from this mechaber? It's obviously not bezdin, it's not for something financial. And the mechaber says, not to lie. Says the Rama, whom we call Malkum. The bonim zecharim nagu lahidia kadesh yemer kadesh. Ava bebonis ein minig klalahidiam. So says the Rama. And again, maybe it depends nowadays, and as opposed to 400 years ago, and if they would have been upset, and if they would have wanted to have done it. And sometimes when a person is not well, an older person, you specifically don't, and there's no mitzvah, and they've got enough on their plate, and if there's an inyan to like tell them because they have to, that often we don't mention the bichlal to go ahead and tell someone that someone was nifter. there's no inyan.
Consider the favor for a person if you're balancing just between the time of shmir choyke and not, and you've got this to be a day or two, and you can wait it out, and then that person will only be obligated to shiv for an hour.
Yeah. So you need to know. You need to know the matzav. For some people, they need to. It's very important that they sit shiva. And some people feel deprived; they don't sit shiva. And right before Yom Tov, if there was a levi and there's no avelus, and they feel. And some people say like the shiva was such a therapeutic period that they were able to kind of So I guess it depends on the match. Okay. Good. Says the Gemara about seven lines down. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Avin. Shama shmo kreva beregel. Ula mitzayah regel nasis rechaika. So they hear that one of their kreven was nifter. Let's say the regel, it was day 25. So they heard that one of their kreven was nifter, beregel, there's no avelis. And it's going to be after 30 days by the time the Avelis could in theory kick in. Nasis Rechaika. That is considered to be Ke'ein Eishmo Rechaika, even though they heard about it within 30. That is considered to be a shmor rechayka, and they only need to keep one day. Again, Shabbos was day 30. Ulamatzei Shabbos, so it became after 30. Nasis rechayka, ein neig ella yom echad. There's a line of Rabbeinu Chanan over here where he says, "Klolei shel davar kol yom shmua." Just as if you didn't hear about it. Meaning, insofar as you cannot practically be noig any avelus, so it's like you never heard about it. And therefore, it is considered to be a shmua rechaika, and you'd only have to keep one day. Now, says the Gemara, kireya, oy eine kireya. So here we're going to see a machlekes rishonim how to lemshat. So you look at Rashi over here. When I say over here, I mean in the Ksav Yad. He says, Kirei le Kirei, Hashemei Shmur Rechayka. The person here is a Shmur Rechayka. Do they have to do Kriya? So they have to do Kriya on a Shmur Rechayka. We said, you know, take off your shoes, and that's it. And then the Avelis is over. Maybe you have to take off your shoes and quickly tear Kriya. You know? Because that's part and parcel of the response, of the reaction of what an Aval needs to do. Kirea and Kirea. That is the way Rashi learns. Tosfos says at the top of the Amud, Kirea and Kirea. Dafka ke'en ke'inyin ze mi boile. Lefi shahaya chayiv likroya b'shashmua. Tosfos understands that it's a hemshech of the previous Gemara that they originally heard about the Petira of one of their Kravim within 30 days. But then they have to wait for the regal to end. Now it's day 33. Or Matzei Shabbos, it's going to be day 31. But they heard about it within the Zman of 30 days. It's about that that we ask. Kireya in a Kireya. Again, Dafka kinyin zemi boile hemshech lefi shahaya chayiv likreya b'shah shmua. Avol shomer shmua recheika b'chol in a Kireya klau. Mathil alav v'imai. And so on. So Tezis understands that if it's Tam Shaila of a person hears about a Shmua Rechaika is an obligation of Kriya, Tezis understands it's Pashat and it's not, and it's a Hemshech of the previous two Shailas when you heard within 30 days, Matzei Regel will be after 30 days, and the same by Shabbos. Okay, so that was the Shaila. Kirei and Kirei, Rev Mani Amar, Eina Kirei. And that's how we pass it. Chanina Amar Kirei. Amalei Rav Mani, Rav Chanina, Bishlam L'Didid, Amina Eina Kirea. According to me, that I say you're not Kirea. Hainu, Dela Ikar, Deleka Avela Shiva. Meaning, there's no concept of being Kirea when there's no Avela Shiva. There's no such concept. So it makes sense. You're not going to be Noyeg Avela Shiva. So there's not going to be Kriya. Ela L'Didach, the Amis Kirea. But according to you, that you're going to be Noyeg Avelas. Is there a concept where there's kriya without a shiva? Miika, we don't really find such a concept. Says the Ritzva, what does that mean? Pirish lamish noyegim alav in yani avelus. For someone who actually needs to be noyeg proper avelus, is there a concept of being noyeg avelus less than 7 days that there's an obligation to do kriya? That's the kasha. Diloy. My karma, Vaika Kriya, a rabbi, Val Chacham, a chassid, a nasi, then Ken Shiva, those are cases where you don't practically have to be misnaig the Shiva of Avelas, but there still is Kriya. So he's saying, according to you, is there a concept of Kriya below Shiva when there's actual Dini Avelas, like here? So, okay, it's a Shmur Chaika, so this episode Avelas, is there going to be a concept of Kriya below Shiva Meika? So that was his taina. Says the Gemara v'loy, but there isn't. What taina? Isi avur the Reb Zeira. Barmilachu the Reb Zeira. Kamei the Reb Zeira. Or some say v'hatani. He stood over a brisa in front of Reb Zeira. Mi she'ein loy chalak likraya. Someone who does not have a garment to tear. Tezis, which we started to see, says it's referring to a case, for instance, that they're wearing borrowed garments, or their garments have got so many tears on them already, there's nowhere to tear. So Misha Eilin Chalak LeKroyev, in his damle b'sich Shiva, and they get a new garment within the Shiva, Kerea. Whereas Lach Shiva, but if they only get a garment after Shiva, Eino Kerea. Once the Shiva's over, there's no Kriya. And Reb Zera Basrei, and Reb Zera immediately responded and said, one second, Mehmed Bar Mamur, the Chamisha Meis Mitzvah, that's only by the five relatives, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. Avraham Aviv Alimo, Kerea Vailech. So you still have to do Kriya even after Shiva's over. So that will be an example, that will be a case where there's no longer Shiva, and this still is a concept of Kriya. Says the Gemara, Neina, Kitanya Il Chvoid Avivim. That's not Mi'ikra Din. Mi'ikra Din, you don't have to do so. That's a covered, which some people do, La'Avivim, but it's not obligatory, and so on. And that's how we paskin. By a Shmua Rechaika, there is no obligation to tear Kriya. Good. Tanuvanim. Kola Omer Bapashis Kehanim. Shekein Matam Alehen, all of the individuals that the Kohanim need to defile themselves for, Ovel Misabel Alehen, and Ovel is Misabel. Veilehen, Ishtei, Avivimei, Achivachesei, Bnei Ubitei. Now we know that a Kohen is only Matam himself for his sister who is a Basula. So we come out according to this, that if his sister who is a Ba'ula passes away, there's no obligation, of it, there's no Avelus. That's what would come out. Says the Gemara, I see for Alein, Achiv v'Achisei habesula mi'imay. If you have a brother or a sister who's a besula from your mother, only, so it's only a maternal sister, and v'Achisei nesua beni aviv beni imay, and say to a married sister. So basically, the seven cravings, six blood relatives and a spouse. Ukeshim shemis abel aleim kach mis abel al shniim shalahem. Tevi Rabbi Kiva. So here we've got a big chumrah of Rabbi Kiva. Before Rabbi Kiva was the mekel, here Rabbi Kiva is going to be the machmer. Not only you mis abel on the shiva kravim, you mis abel on those shiva kravim's respective shniim. That means one of their relatives. If you look at Rashi over here, al shniim shalahem, avi aviv, val ben benoy. Val ben bitei, val ben achisei. So in other words, not a grandfather's and your father's father, your son's son, your son's daughter, your daughter's son, your sister's son, your nephew. Meaning one of those seven kravim, and one of their kravim also. That is the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yishuv ben Lazar Eimer, Eilim Esabel Ella, El ben benoi val avi aviv. You only have to be Miss Abel for a grandson and for a grandfather. The Chachamim Eimerim, similar to Rabbi Kiva, calls you Miss Abel Alav, Miss Abel Imay. Any one of those seven craven, you have to be Miss Abel. You have to be Miss Abel with them for one of their craven, says the Gemara. Isn't that pretty much what Rabbi Kiva said? Al Shneim Shalahem. Says the Gemara, Kabinayu Imay Babayis. No, the nafkamina will be, is your obligation to be misabel dependent on them being present? Is it only if one of the shiva kravim are present and they're misabel, then you need to be misabel? Or do we say, no, the nature of the kurva is as such that you need to be misabel for one of their kravim, whether or not they are there, whether or not they are not there? So that will be the nafkamina. Misabel imay, ikibinayu, ikibinayu imay the bias. That will be the napkin. If you look at Rashi, at 10 lines at the bottom, imay the bias, the Tanakama, Rivi Kiva, loiboishi aviv oibnoi imay the bias, the yeshiv imay. The Chachamim bo ima bebayis. The Chachamim say it's only so long as one of the seven kravim are there, that then, in out of respect to your one of your seven kravim, you need to be misabel. Gehada Amalei.
The makar that when family stacker am Stabel for so one the Rosh Mishpucha, then the Avayis is Noik for the extended family to a certain extent, but not in the formality of Kri or anything like this. They wouldn't go to a chasm during the 7 days, so they wouldn't. Now, at least the grandchildren and uncles and.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see in a minute that Lamaisa, we're not knowing this nowadays. But yeah, and Medina de Gemara, this is what would come out according to the Shita, that whenever one is around one of the Shiva Kraven who are Misabel, then out of respect to that person, you are Misabel with them. That's what comes out. The Gemara says, Ki hada amrei Rav, Lachia Brei, Rav told his son Chia, Lachia amrei Rafuna, Rabba Brei, that Apo, in front of your wife, she's an Avela, Nehoig Avilusa, Bolei Apo, Leitinig Avilusa. So in front of her, you should be Neig Avelus. But when you're not in her presence, you don't need to be Neig Avelus. Tezis says, Ba'apa Neig Avelus, Pirish Batesvis, Bechol Dini Avelus, Mila Sesandl, Bechitza, Sicha, Bechuran Kozman, Shubafanel. So that's what he's saying. Mar'ukva, let's just finish, almost the Allah, Mar'ukva Shachiv Le Bar Chamua. Bar Ukva lost the son of his father-in-law. He lost a brother-in-law. Savrilamesev Ale Shiva Shleishim. So he thought he needs to be Naig Shiva Shleishim because it's his wife who is an Avela. So because his wife is an Avela, he also needs to. Our Ravun Lagabe, Ravun went to him, Ashkeche Amale Tsud Naisa Boyis Lamecho. Rashi says 5-6 lines on the bottom, Sudeis the Avel. What you enjoy eating, the sudeis which an avel eats, why are you sitting, why are you being like avelus? To nice a boy's lamecho. Lay omru lechavin ishke ella, chamav vachamaisai. The only time we say one needs to be neg avelus through one's wife is for a father and mother-in-law only. The tanya mishme is chamav vachamaisai, ena rashay lake vesishta liyes kechelas vileyes pekesus, ella keitha mitasei. Veneg ima velas. So if one's in-law, parent, father-in-law, mother-in-law, is nifter, he cannot force his wife to put on makeup. But fakert, he needs to tip over his bed also. Vechein hi shemeis chamea eichamaisa. Eina rasha liyis kechelas liyis pekesis. Elekei vemitas veneheges ima avelas. She also, out of respect to her husband and because of his parents, also, she shouldn't be putting on makeup. That's one price. The time you eat, Avo Bisha Amru, Eina Rashay Lakavis, Ishtai, Lies, Kechelas, Lies, Pekasis. Someone nevertheless said, Mezegis Lai, Esaka, she has to pour him his drink, Umatos Lai Amita, she has to prepare his bed, Umatos Lai Ponavi Adav Raglov. Now, so she has to do all of these things for him. So, Fregdima Kash Nadadi, what's the Kash? Rashi says, she's preparing his bed. Is this in a regular bed? So which one is it? Tashna Dadi Alalav Shmamina Kan Chama V'Chameisei Kan V'Shar Kroivim Shmamina. The only time one needs to do so is for Chama V'Chameisei, not for brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and so on. Tanya Nami Achi Le'amr El Lechved Ishtei Le'amr Lechved Ishtei Ella. Chamav v'chameisei bilvad. It's only said in the case of chamav v'chameisei bilvad. I just wanted to read this line. One second. Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. So I can find it. Here we go. So the Mechaber says, but other ones you don't need to do so, fine. Okay? So that's what it says. Says the Ramah. Sog the Ramah of Yesh Omen. Doidna Noegim Lahakil Ba'Avelis Ze Shel Hamis Ablim Imay. Nowadays, we're makel on this extended form of avelus. The ein ze elamishim kvoid hamis ablim. It's only out of respect to those people who are sitting shiva. The achshav Nagu kulam limchal. The assumption is those who are sitting Shiva, they're all meichal. They do not want anyone else joining them on the floor. They're all meichal. The chaynege made no shalayle zabla klal imam zablim. Torah quotes this machine, the Rosh, and so on. The chol amachmir bezem. Anyone who is a machmir in this particular thing, einay ella min hamasmiim. Meaning you're doing something which is strange, and it's not something which you should be doing. That's what the Rama says. Now, when we call makim nagu shekol kredi hameis apsulim loyla edus. But if you have some type of a yachas, you are kari, you are apostle edus. So this episode kurva marin ktsas avelus baatzman kol shavua harishayna. That first week until Shabbos, dahinu ad acha Shabbos arishin. So sitting on the floor, they didn't do. Tearing clothing, shoes, none of that they didn't do. But as far as washing and so on, that they have the minute to do. Some say even that were more makel, but it's just that you shouldn't articulate to someone who's sitting Shiva, oh, I'm going to go and jump in the shower. You know? In other words, Dayenu, if we're not going to do this, but at least don't mention, oh, I'm going to go to a chasna now. I'm going to go and have a bath now. I'm going to go and shave and so on. Oh, come on, that is what the that's what he says. Just to read one shach, the shach is an amazing thing. So the Rama says, don't be machmer on this. Don't be machmer. Don't sit on the floor. Don't sit shiva. Zag the shach, the einay k'mechabit ha'avelim elakaloy eglam. Your mamish, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to do it. It's considered to be a loyeg, and so on. So we are fairly makel in that nowadays. He says for the first week, that's what some do. But I think the minig is to be makel on that also, but just not to tell the person that you're going to go and bathe. Don't tell them you're going to bathe. Don't tell them you're going to a chasna. Don't tell them you're going to do any of these things. I think that's the minig on a kubal nowadays. Okay, good. Good weiter. Says the Gemara, Ameimar, three lines in the bottom. Ameimar, Shachiv Le Bar Brei. Rachman al Sani lost a grandson. Kara Ilovei. It's Okriya. Asta Brei. Ameimar's son came. Kara the Api. And he did another Kriya in front of him. Itkar, and then he realized and remembered the miyush of kara, that when he tore, he did it while he was sitting down. Come kara moment, and therefore he tore a third time. Amalei Rav Ashlam Emar kriya the moment minol. Where do you know that there's an obligation to tear standing up? Tichsev ayakim iyoiv ayikre esm iloy. From iyoiv, that it says he stood up and he tore his garment. So it says the Gemara Ma'ada the Amad. The Amar lechafatzi lekachta. Hachanami, you want to tell me by chalitza when the Yavim says I'm not interested in taking her. Hachanami, he must stand up when he makes that declaration. Vatanya ben Yeshu ben Emet ben Muta. He doesn't need to stand up for that declaration. Amar lehasam leksev v'yamid v'yomar. Hachiksev v'yakam v'yikra. He stood up and then he tore. Amar Rami Barachama minam lekriyishim umid. From where do you know that it's got to be umid? Shenamar v'yakam iyev v'yikra. I Dilma Milsi Yester to the Ovid. Maybe he just did that, but he wasn't obligated to do it. It was something extra which he did. So Dilma Milsi Yester to the Ovid. Dila de Mahaki, if you don't see that which it says, Vayaga is as Raisha, he tore out his hair. Vayipal Artsa, and he fell to the floor. Vishtachu. So it says, Vayaga is as Raisha, he tore out his hair. Hachanani, is that something which you have to do? We know that obviously an Ovel is not allowed to, he doesn't have to tear his hair, and Fakeret, and Farshim ask a question. You're not allowed to tear out your hair for a mace. There's an Issa D'Oraisa not to tear out your hair for a mace. And some say, in Echanami, he wasn't doing that out the death of his craving, but it was because of the loss of possessions. So, like Tesis says in one place, I think it's the Tesis about Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Eliezer, either when Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Shua, when Nifter, it says that Rabbi Kiva tore his hair. And Tesis asks the kasha, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. And how could Rabbi Akiva do it? So Tosafos says he did it al tirasei shenevda, because of the Torah which was lost in the world. The issue is to do it al hames. But Eiv did it for, because he lost his possessions also. He lost other things. Who's thinking for that? Al kaponim says the Gemara, who says you can bring a rag from Eiv? Maybe it was something additional which he did, because otherwise, maybe are you going to be medayg v'yogizis reishay achnami? So that's not a right. Says the Gemara, Ela miyachav, v'yakim ha-melech v'yikra es v'godav. So we'll bring a raya from Dov ha-melech. It says, v'yakim ha-melech v'yikra es v'godav. He tore his clothing when he heard that he lost his children. Dov ha-melech. Says the Gemara again, v'dilma milfi yiserta of it. Maybe that was just an additional thing which he did. It was not obligatory like Tema Hachi. That which it says, v'yishkav ha-artza. He lay on the ground. Achanami, is there an obligation to lie on the ground? Latanya, Yashrev, Algabi meets Algabi Kis, Algabi Udaini, Algabi Karka, Layotzi, the Chivasi. If a person lies on a regular bed, on a chair, on a pestle, even if they lie and they make themselves very uncomfortable and they lie on the floor, Layotzi, the Chivasi. I mean, because you have to just be on a upturned bed. So are you going to tell me when learn out from David? It says David lay on the floor, and that's not good. The Rabbi Yochanan shalay kiyem kviyas hamitzah. If a person does that, lo yotzi v'chivas, which means he's not mekayim the din of kviyas hamitzah. Amalei ke'ein artza. And she says 3 lines down. Kolim b'shekafa mitasei v'yoshev alea ul'olam kriyem u'umad. So really, that means that he did in fact was kviyas his bed. And really, if so, we can learn out from David that Kriya is done Me'omen. It's not that he did something above and beyond. He did a regular Kriya Samita, and he did Kriya when he was standing up. Good. Tanabana, Devarim Sha'avil Asa Ben, Aser Bimalacha. These are the things which an Avil is Asa Ben. Aser Bimalacha, Brachitza, Besicha, Vatash, Mishamita, Benilas, Sandal, Vasa Likris, Pater, Benavim, Paksuvim, Malishnis, Bemishnah, Bemedish, Balachas, Ubashas, some of the gifts of the Talmud. Uba Godis, Vimhoyu Rabim Srichim Loy, Eina Nimna. Tabo de Gazach. I mean, he's not supposed to learn. Takudi Hashem Yisham Samchi Leif. He's not supposed to learn. It's also for him to learn. Vimhoyu Rabim Srichim Loy, Eina Nimna. But Rashi says, Rabim Srichim Loy, Drosha. Then no one else can darshan other than him. So if it's a case of Rabim Srichim Loy, then it is permitted, right? The Rashi Mitzaviyad says, "Kigoyin shahaya nasi derish barabim." Then he's allowed to do so. Umaisa, and it could fit well. We mentioned before, based on the Rashi and Sukkah, that it's Meduig and Rashi and Sukkah that there's no obligation for an avil to be sad at all. The obligation is to do external actions l'chvei nameis. But here, if it's rabim srichem lai, then it's mutter. One of his grave died. He thought not to go to give shear. Okay, you have to go. So he thought, okay, well, if I'm supposed to give the shear, so then I'm going to give the shear normally. How do they normally give the shear? The amira. There would be someone with a loud voice who the Magid Shir would say the words softly, and the Amor would belt out the words. So, Savadok Ma'amir Alei, Amalei Rav, Tanya Bovaj, Leyamid, Turgamon. That is the Shina you need to do. So, don't have the Turgamon there acting as your amplifier, as your microphone. There should be a little bit of a Shina, and therefore you should give the you should speak without a Turgamon. Velehech Yavid. Well, what is he supposed to do? In other words, it seems to be that you needed to have the Turgman so that the Talmidim could hear. So what are you supposed to do? Gihad Tanya, Maisa Meis B'nei Shorbiuda Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi lost a son. V'nichnes L'Beis HaMedesh. And he went into the Beis HaMedesh, V'nichnes Rav Chananya Ben Akavya. V'yashu B'tzidei, V'alachash Hu L'Rav Chananya Ben Akavya. He whispered to Rav Chananya Ben Akavya, so that's the way that he did it. He did it in a way that it's not that he himself said it. It's not that he said it over to the Meturgaman. He said it over to the to his friend, and his friend said it over to the Meturgaman. And I guess that way it was also Nikola Kol that that he was in a state of Avelis, and that's why the Shini was done. Okay, let's see another minute. Then Rabban, Avol Gimel Yamam Reishenim Asal Aniach Tefillin Mishlishi VeElach Mishlishi Bechlal Mutal Aniach Tefillin. So, and again, we don't pass in this way. We know, as we've seen, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Avol Chayi Bechlal Mitzvah Chutzman Atefillin Biyim Rishin, as we know, Mishum Shneim Ben Per. But here the Brisa says that an Avol for 3 days he is not supposed to wear Tefillin Mishlishi VeElach. From the third day onwards, he is allowed to wear tefillin. The imbo panim chadashis, and if panim chadashis come, that means new people come to the base ovel, and they don't necessarily know which day of the shiv it is, and they might suspect him that he's wearing tefillin on the first couple of days when he's not supposed to. Imbo panim chadashis, ein achelitz. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says you don't need to be worried about a potential maris ayin. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines down, Bo Panim Chadashis Biyim Gimel Afilu Achi Eino Chilat Tefillin. Avu Gav Digel Meichesh Dom Amri B'Shnei Yomim Rishonim Nami Inich Tefillin. You don't have to worry about that. That is Rabbi Eliezer. We'll just finish. If you show Eimer, Avu Beis Yomim Rishonim Asim Nich Tefillin. From the second day onwards, he's allowed to wear tefillin. However, vimbo panim chadashis chaylets. But if panim chadashis come, Rabbi Yeshua is concerned that maybe people will say that he didn't wear tefillin, that he wore tefillin yesterday, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua is machmir. He's machmir to say that if panim chadashis come, then you would have to remove the tefillin. Okay, we will pick it up tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem.